You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast. I'm your host, Kanishka Sarkar, and I will give you all the top updates on the coronavirus pandemic from India and around the world. Today, we'll be talking about the Delta variant of coronavirus, which has spread to nearly 100 countries. About scientists finding a new treatment for blood clots that occur in a few patients after vaccination, and Covishield's inclusion in the Green Pass list of several European Union countries. First up, here's India's infection tally for July 1st. For the fourth consecutive day today, India's daily cases remained below 50,000. However, the death toll surged past 1,000 today after 3 days, but this is because of a backlog reported by the state of Uttarakhand. Now, here's an update on the Delta variant. The World Health Organization has said that the Delta variant of coronavirus has spread to nearly 100 countries. The World Health Body has warned that in the coming months, this highly transmissible strain will become the dominant variant globally. In its weekly update, the WHO noted, and I quote, "As of June 29th, 96 countries have reported cases of Delta variant. Though this is likely an underestimate, as sequencing capacities needed to identify variants are limited. A number of these countries are attributing surges in infections and hospitalizations to this variant," unquote. Given the increase in transmissibility, the WHO warned, and I quote, "The Delta variant is expected to rapidly outcompete other variants and become the dominant variant over the coming months," unquote. Now, here's an update on the vaccination certificate needed to travel to European countries. Amid a row over vaccine passports, 7 European Union countries and Switzerland today added India's Covishield vaccine to the Green Pass list. The move comes after India had requested members of the EU to individually consider allowing Indians who have been administered Covishield and Covaxin to travel to Europe. Now, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that India has a tit-for-tat approach for EU Green Pass. One source told the channel, and I quote, "Upon notification of Covishield and Covaxin for inclusion in the EU Digital Certificate and recognition of Indian Covin vaccine certificates, Indian health authorities would reciprocally exempt the EU member state concerned for exemption from the mandatory quarantine of all those persons carrying EU digital certificates," unquote. Here's an update on the vaccine trials on children. After Serum Institute's Covovax was denied permission to conduct phase 2 and 3 trials on children, regulators have denied Dr. Reddy's Laboratories permission to conduct phase 3 trials for Sputnik Light vaccine in India. Reports suggest that the subject expert committee set up by the government did not find any specific basis to conduct the phase 3 trial. Russia had introduced a new single-dose vaccine called Sputnik Light in May after launching Sputnik V. Moreover, Zydus Cadila has applied for emergency use authorization with the Drug Controller General of India for its COVID vaccine ZyCoV-D. Now, here's an update on the COVID situation across the world. Scientists in Canada have found a new life-saving treatment for people suffering from rare blood clots associated with COVID-19 vaccinations. The researchers at the McMaster University recommend a combination of anti-clotting drugs and high doses of intravenous immunoglobulin to combat the rare side effect of adenoviral vector vaccines against COVID-19. Next up, Indonesia has decided to bring in emergency measures running until July 20th to contain an exponential spike in coronavirus that has strained the country's medical system. There has been a near vertical climb in virus cases in Indonesia in the recent weeks. This has prompted health experts to warn that the outbreak could be as bad as India's second COVID wave if tighter measures are not introduced. Moving on, the World Bank has pledged to boost available funding for COVID vaccine purchases and deployment to $20 billion from a previous target of $12 billion, citing a sharp increase in overall financing demand from developing countries. For those of you wondering if one dose of a two-dose vaccine will protect you, here is what experts say. Well, yes, one dose will protect you, but not nearly as much as if you had both doses. Experts recommend getting fully vaccinated, especially with the emergence of worrisome coronavirus mutations such as the Delta variant. The COVID vaccines rolling out globally were developed to target the original version of the virus that appeared in 2019. While they seem to work against the new versions, there's a concern that the shots eventually might lose their effectiveness if variants evolve enough. With the Delta variant, a study by British researchers has found that people were well protected when they got both doses of either AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccines, but with only one dose, protection was significantly reduced. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.